So this movie from last year. Now when you go and watching it, really, you really don't know what one gets. Just the it's could be anything really. But you know, it's really a mystery as to whether, you know, something could be as violent as, you know, I mean, like, even the age rating, I mean, in this case it is here the highest it seems, but it's not always when it comes to violence specifically. Sure, when it comes to sexual matters, people clearly care more about it. I don't know if there's a difference between American and British ratings, but this one though, I think it's the most violent British movie I've ever seen. It's just revolting really, and it's supposed to be real. I have no idea what's real about this. It's just, you know, it's like someone said, you know, someone thought, let's just have one after another, after another, after, you know, that's not how thrillers are made. It's just violence, you know. I mean, I even saw the word suspense in relation to this movie. You know, it's really not suspense, you know. It's literally the opposite. And suspense is about, you know, waiting for something to happen as opposed to things constantly happening. But yeah, this one was just awful really. So much violence, barely anything at all. It was really supposed to be about redemption. What kind of redemption? It's just violence. Not sure that it's redemption at all. It's just violence, really. Unless somehow there's redemption in violence. It's not that it didn't have a story, per se. But the story was very basic, this is the thing. So, all the violence didn't happen as a necessity to the story. The story is sort of, it's really a very shallow scaffolding for the violence, in a sense. So it doesn't quite, you know, there's no ideal ratio at all. Of, you know, there are good violent films, but this isn't one of them. In a way, it's sort of reminiscent of Goodfellas. Somehow, so people thought that was so much better. This one is mostly obscure, so maybe that's why it's not highly rated. But really, all these ultra-violent movies need a good story. You know, just being some double crosser isn't a good story. That's just what it is, you know. And double crossing, the double crossers, it's in this and doesn't necessarily make it. You know, just, they really thought that somehow, all the violence somehow was required, but you know, it just wasn't. And it felt unneeded, and it's, you know, there was way too much of that for what the story was about, which isn't really much of anything. It really wasn't.